and the wisdom and the revelation and the mysteries of God.
Yes.
And to do that, you have to have more than just the salvation experience.
That's right. We need to get out of the elementary principles that he was talking about and get into the deeper things, and that takes the power of Holy Spirit and trusting Holy Spirit to do in us what he wants to do. So here he goes on. Who would teach for him? Who would interpret for him? Those just weaned from milk? Those just taken from the breast? And the answer is, of course not. For he says, now he says here, order on order, order on order, line on line, line on line, a little here, a little there. And he's really mocking the priests here. He's saying, you have said little by little and line on line and a little here and a little there. I'm not going to do it like that. I'm not going to do it little by little. I'm not going to do it, well, let's take this thing slowly. I've heard so many people, Darren, well, I got to think about this. Well, I've got to go check this out. Well, I'm going to take this slowly. When God says to do something, Darren, I believe he wants us to do it.
Well, he also doesn't want us to remain just in reason.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to take the children of Israel all the time. When he took them out of Egypt, he wanted to take them to his rest. And he said, you refused my rest. You wouldn't enter the promised land by faith.
That's right.
You refused the rest. And here he goes on to say, indeed he will speak to this people through stammering lips and a foreign tongue. And he said to them, here is rest. Give rest to the weary. Give rest to the weary. That's so wonderful. Here is repose, but they would not listen. See, he was trying to take them by his word through knowledge here, and really through his speaking to them, he wanted to take them on over here, and he needed a priest there to interpret that. But he said, so the word of the Lord will be to them, order on order, line on line. In other words, by rote. Now, that's the way you teach a little child the ABCs or their times tables or their name or their address or their phone number. You teach that by rote.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say it enough times, they're going to pick up on that and they're going to be able to speak that back to you, but you taught them by rote. And here he's saying, order on order, line on line, a little here, a little there, that they may go and stumble backwards, be broken, snared, and taken captive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the reasons that we're bringing this to you today is that many of you are in denominations or you're under a theology or a teaching that doesn't allow you to go on to the mighty riches of Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And you're being destroyed for lack of knowledge in Hosea 4:6. The Word of God says, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, speaking about God's people, it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And I believe that knowledge it's talking about there, Barbara, is revelation knowledge.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that comes, that's by the way, one of the seven spirits of the Lord. But Holy Spirit operates through revelation knowledge to take us beyond learning by rote, beyond the elementary principles of the gospel. Now, we're not down on the gospel. We lead people to Jesus all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that that's not enough to make it. You're going to have a deeper relationship with God, and that comes through Holy Spirit.
That's right. So right here, he's saying, okay, you want order on order? You want everything nice and organized, and you want everything done by rote? You want to take everything slowly? I'm going to give it to you that way. I'm going to give you what you asked for. And then you're going to go backward. You're going to stumble, and you're going to be taken captive. Now, I'll tell you, Darren, I believe there are a lot of people in the church that are captive today. They're bound. They're imprisoned by fear and doubt and unbelief. They've been so hesitant all their life. They've been in this stage of hesitancy, just like the children of Israel. They were hesitant to go into the promised land, and they didn't get it. And I know there are so many people out there who have been hesitant in their walk with the Lord. Well, I'm so afraid. I don't know if I can do this. And this hesitancy, Darren, gets them into trouble.
And let me say this, Barbara, I couldn't agree with you more. But folks, what we're giving you here is not a history lesson. This is could not be more needed today. I mean, it's right on the cutting edge of what we need in the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know I'm speaking to some of you that have already been baptized in the Spirit, but you haven't exercised the gift. You haven't been speaking in tongues for a long time. And I can tell you, if that's true, you're probably not edified, because in 1 Corinthians 14, it says when you speak in tongues, you're edified. And your spirit prays, and your mind is unfruitful.
Yes.
Some of you right now, as you're listening to this message, you're struggling and you're up against a wall and you're trying to knock the thing down by reason. You're trying to figure it out.
Yes.
And so many things in this complex society, in this screwy world we live in, will not figure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
We hear comedians on television say, well, you go figure. Well, you can't figure it out, folks. You know that you can't do that by reason and by deduction and by all of these things that you learned how to do in school. Well, I want to tell you, here is what it says in the 14th verse of Isaiah 28. And if this doesn't describe our current world, I mean, I've missed it. Well, I know I haven't missed it. Well, here's what it says. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, O scoffers. Now, you see, if you get into reason and you go around that loop for a while, and that doesn't work, then the next loop downward is mockery.
Or cynicism.
And questioning.
Yes.
Cynicism, and then you keep going on that track. See, if you don't catch that and say, hey, I'm getting into sin here, it goes on and it spirals down to blasphemy. Pretty soon then you become an open enemy of God. Mm-hmm. Not a subtle enemy, but an open enemy. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, O scoffers, who rule this people who are in Jerusalem. Unfortunately, a lot of our pastors in the country are so deceived that they want to do it by their seminary training, or they want to do it by their college degrees, and not by revelation. And I'll tell you, when in our church history, in fact, in this century and in the late 1800s, there were churches that got started that were filled with the mighty power of God. And all of a sudden, those little simple folk that had the anointing and power of God operating in their lives were displaced and replaced by someone with a college degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I can show you denominations where the power of God went right out the door. And all of a sudden, the degrees were worth more than someone with the anointing.
Jesus himself said, you must come to me as little children. And we need to have those hearts of children, not with the cynicism and the scoffing. Now, he was talking of, oh, scoffers here. These were the religious leaders of the day. These were the priests of the day that he was telling that they were scoffers. I remember you talking about little children because you taught grade school. And you would say sometimes if I said, you know, there's a pink elephant out there on the street, they would all run to the window to see this pink elephant. They had such believing, wonderful, vulnerable hearts. And that's what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to believe with the heart of a child.
Well, now what happens when you get into this reason and you don't operate in faith and you don't trust God and you don't make him the sovereign source of knowledge and wisdom and counsel in your life? Here's what happens. And the word says, because, and speaking here about the scoffers now, in the 15th verse of Isaiah 28, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death and with hell.
Oh.
We have made a pact. And the overwhelming scourge will not reach us when it passes by. See, they were saying, we've made a covenant with the origins of problems and curses and all of this. So because we have this covenant and this agreement, when it comes, it won't touch us.
Mm.
The overwhelming scourge will not reach us when it passes by, for we have made falsehood our refuge. We have concealed ourselves with deception. Man, if that doesn't talk about the political entities of our day.
Oh, it is.
Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a costly cornerstone.
I
wonder who that is. For the foundation firmly placed, he who believes in it will not be disturbed. That's talking about Jesus. And I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness
the level. Oh, praise God.
And hail will sweep away the refuge of lies.
Mm.
Now, in our culture today, in fact, they're talking about many of our national politicians. They're saying one reason that we don't come down on them real hard and vote them all out of office is that too many of our people see some of the same sins in their lives. See, not only our national leaders, and not all of them, and not all of the people, of course, I'm talking about some, but they made a covenant with deception. They said, we believe in the art of intimidation. We've got an attitude here. We're going to run amok over everybody. Anybody that resists us, we're going to label them and push them away.
And if we've got to do it through lies and deception, we'll do it that way.
Well, we won't.
A lot
of people will.
But these people do say that. If we've got to do it through deception and lies, we will do it. Exactly what he was talking about here in the 17th verse of Isaiah 28.
Oh, I tell you, in the wisdom of man, it, at its best, is no match with the wisdom of God.
Now, it says that in 1 Corinthians 3:20, that the wisdom or the reasonings of man is useless.
Right.
It is useless.
Oh, amen. I could not agree more, and I've watched that. And you know, I spent several years living right next to a major college university. In fact, Colorado State University here in Colorado. I got to know quite a few PhDs, and many of them were faculty members and so on. And they really struggled to understand, to set aside the bright intellect. They said, Darren, I know there's something there, but man, I just can't get it. And one of the reasons they couldn't get it, even though they wanted to get it, They wanted to understand. They wanted to have wisdom. They wanted to have revelation.